Well, the Palestinian Authority says the International Criminal Court can immediately start examining Israeli war crimes against Palestinians. The Palestinian UN ambassador said Palestine's formal recognition of the court's jurisdiction allows the ICC prosecutor to take up the question of Israeli war crimes on Palestinian territory. Riyad Mansour said the prosecutor would not need to wait for Palestine to formally become a member of the court in April. An ICC spokesman also confirmed that the prosecutor can begin a preliminary examination of potential cases in the Palestinian territories. The potential cases may include war crimes during last summer's seven-week Gaza attack, as well as Israel's settlement construction on occupied Palestinian lands. To discuss that further, I'm joined with Professor Anthony Hall, who is a professor of globalization at Lethbridge University, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Lethbridge itself. Professor, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How much hope do you have at this time in this ICC move of the PA that there will finally be some accountability?
Well, of course, this is a process, a procedure that needs to be followed. But the larger context of this situation is that we live in a lawless world. Vladimir Putin put it very well in his Valdai speech, that we're in an era of a game without rules. All of this discussion about what took place recently in Paris, as I see it, you know, we're seeing a spate of Mossad-style false flag events in Ottawa, Canada, in Sydney, Australia, now in Paris, France, to rebrand this bogus, specious global war on terror. And there is no real legal regime in place internationally, domestically. It's the jungle out there. Now, in Canada here in 2009, we had a citizen's attempt to arrest George Bush, splitting the sky, attempted a citizen's arrest. I think we need to see citizens realizing that there's a lot of chicanery, a lot of facade about legal procedure, but that's not how the world is working right now. And the war criminals are walking around, flying around in the height of luxury, crossing borders and such. So whatever takes place at the ICC has to be put in that context. We have only seen victor's justice. In other words, at Nuremberg, in the trials concerning Rwanda, Yugoslavia, it's always the victors who put the losers, the vanquished, on trial. We don't have in history a real situation where a Netanyahu, a Tony Blair, a Bush, an Obama, those high up in the system who commit and order the worst crimes against humanity, the worst war crimes, and it's obvious, we know what's going on. So the ICC staff, this creates a lot of good jobs for people, it creates bureaucracies, due process and all. By all means, let's follow the course of seeing where this leads, but really, let's put this in a larger perspective. This is not an era where the rule of law prevails. The rule of law, in fact, is a sad hoax. Internationally and domestically, in all countries, basically.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Professor Anthony Hall, who is speaking to us live from Lethbridge.